Thanks for coming. These are our results for the 6 months ending 20th of February 2017. Most of you know me. I'm Stephen Clark, the Group CEO, and you all know Robert, who is our Group CFO and COO and Mr. Efficiency himself. Robert will take you through the numbers in a minute. I'll come back up and review the business, and then we will take your questions. But before that, I'll do a quick overview. And I'm pleased to tell you that we've had a good first half across the group. Total sales were up 2%, with like-for-like sales flat. Profit before tax was up 4%, EPS up 7%, and the interim dividend is going up 9%. The distinct strategies for each of our businesses continue to deliver. In travel, we've seen good like-for-like sales growth in our UK business, helped by the improvement in passenger numbers, but also driven by our initiatives to drive profitable sales. This is particularly pleasing as we're now into our fourth year in a row of good like-for-like sales growth in travel. Meanwhile, internationally, we continue to win new business while making good progress with growing our sales and profits. And the high street business is in good shape too. Like-for-like sales are down 3%, reflecting our profit-focused strategy and also the strong comparables that you'll remember we had last year. And we continue to deliver on the cost savings and the margin growth. And in both travel and high street, we're investing in new opportunities and evolving our customer proposition to help us to continue to deliver growth into the future. Now, as always, value creation for shareholders remains central to our plans. And so we continue to focus on profitable growth, cash generation, optimal use of the cash whilst investing for the future. And as you'll have come to expect, we continue to manage the business tightly. So I'll now hand you over to Robert, who'll do the numbers.
Thank you, Steve. Let's start off with the group financial summary. The group has produced a good performance in the six-month period to the end of February, with travel and high street performing well. Total group revenue at £643 million was up 2% on last year, with group like-for-likes flat. Profit from trading operations at £92 million was up £4 million, a 5% increase to last year, with group profit before tax increasing to £83 million. Earnings per share increased by 7%, reflecting the increase in the group's profits and a lower basic weighted average number of shares in issue in the current year as a result of the return of cash to shareholders. We expect the full year average weighted number of shares to be around 112 million. The effective tax rate was 17% in line with last year, and we expect the full year effective tax rate to also be 17%, reflecting the lower statutory rate combined with agreement of prior year open items. Free cash flow generated in the period was £44 million compared to £58 million last year, and I'll come on and talk about the cash flow in more detail later. The board has declared an interim dividend of 14.6 pence per share, an increase of 9%, which reflects the good business performance, our strong cash generation, and our confidence in the future prospects of the business. And as usual, we expect to have the interim dividend accounting for around one-third of the total dividend for the year. So turning first to revenue. Overall group sales were £643 million, an increase of 2% year on year, with like-for-like sales flat. Total travel sales were up 10% on last year to £289 million. Around 3% of that total increase related to foreign exchange, with a balance driven by new space and like-for-like sales, which were up 5%. UK air, rail and hospitals all showed like-for-like growth in the half. As expected in High Street, like-for-like sales were down 3%, while total sales were down 4%, reflecting the impact of changes in space. This was against a particularly strong performance during Christmas and the first half last year from the success of colour therapy. So looking by category, stationery like-for-likes were up 2%, with a good performance from new product development and successful promotions, including in a number of our seasonal categories. Books like-for-likes were down 3%. Market performance continues to vary by category, and we saw a strong performance from spoof humour books, offset by the annualization of last year's strong sales of color therapy titles. News and impulse like-for-likes were up 1%. We've seen a good performance from the continued focus on food to go, which offset a sales decline in magazines. Books and news and impulse saw an increase in gross margin compared to last year, and the gross margin in stationery was slightly down on last year, reflecting mix and the strong sales of our digital ranges in travel. So turning now to group profit before tax. Travel has produced another good performance, with profits up 4 million, an 11% increase on last year. Profit growth has been achieved through sales growth, margin growth of around 80 basis points driven by mix, and good cost control. High Street profits are flat at 53 million. Here, profit has come from margin improvements of around 100 basis points and cost savings in line with plan of 7 million in this half. We remain on track to deliver cost savings for the full year of 10 million. So profit from trading operations was 92 million, a 5% increase on the previous year. Central costs were in line with last year, and net finance costs were 1 million higher. So turning to look at profit from trading operations in a bit more detail. With sales increasing by 2% and total gross margin increasing by 80 basis points, gross contribution for the group increased by 11 million to 377 million. Travel achieved a margin increase of around 80 basis points driven by mix, and in High Street, margin increased by around 100 basis points through category mix management, representing a little over half of the increase, with buying, sourcing, promotional, and markdown management being the balance. We expect further margin growth in both businesses in the second half. In terms of costs in trading operations, as we continue to grow travel, the group sees an increase in costs. This reflects the higher rents being based on turnover, new stores in both the U.K. and international, and our continued investment in service and stores. In High Street, we continue to identify cost savings as part of our cost efficiency program. For example, in the half, we saw savings from rent at the end of a lease and from our in-store operating model following investment in technology. Across both businesses and all cost lines, we remain focused on cost efficiency and cost management. The cost base in High Street remains substantial at around 315 million, and we continue to see opportunities for further savings. So turning now to the cash flow. We've delivered a free cash flow of 44 million in the period compared to 58 million last year. Free cash flow is lower this half due to higher CapEx this year as we open the new post offices, higher tax payments, part higher profits, part timing, and a higher working capital outflow. The working capital cash pattern is similar to last year, and like last year, we expect most to reverse in the second half. Most of the outflow, including the increase this half, reflects the seasonality of the business, our continued investment in new stores, from our opening program in the UK and international, and some additional stationery buys. So looking now at net debt. The group continues to have a strong cash position with a small net overdraft of 8 million after the 24 million of share buyback. In addition to the 44 million of free cash flow generated, the group has seen a net cash outflow in relation to non-trading operations, which includes last year's final dividend of 34 million, net ESOP trust purchases of 9 million and pension deficit funding of 2 million. The prior year includes the 13 million return of the payment on account to HMRC. So at the end of February, we had returned 24 million to shareholders as part of the share buyback announced in October 2016. We continue to see the cash generative nature of both the High Street and travel businesses as one of the group's strengths and anticipate full year free cash flow generation to be around 100 million with net funds of around 2 million. And so to the balance sheet. We have a strong balance sheet with total net assets of 172 million, 4 million higher than at last year end. This reflects the cash generation of the business, further CapEx investment, the movement in working capital I've just described, and the return of cash to shareholders. The pension liability remains at 6 million, of which 5 million relates to the WH Smith Pension Trust, the same as at the end of August 2016. The IAS 19 accounting surplus on that scheme was 151 million, which remains unrecognized. Turning now to the return of cash to shareholders. In the context of our strong balance sheet and high levels of cash generation, we continue to utilize our cash effectively, investing in the business and new opportunities. We expect to spend around 49 million on CapEx this year, making appropriate low-risk acquisitions, and at the same time, we have a consistent record of growing dividends and returning cash as part of our long-term strategy to create value for shareholders. We continue with our previously outlined progressive dividend policy, with the interim dividend increasing by 9%. We've now grown the dividend every year since demerger in 2006. So through a combination of ordinary dividends, buybacks, and a special dividend, we will have returned 829 million to shareholders since the 2007 financial year, and since 2006, we've retired 39% of our equity. So finally, to recap, here are the group key indicators, most of which I've touched on already. Let me just mention fixed charges cover, which has increased slightly to 1.9 times. We expect this to be 1.7 times at the full year, in line with last year, the higher cover at the half year reflecting the seasonality of profits. And I'll now hand back to Steve, who will discuss the operational performance of the business.
Thank you, Robert. Right, I'll start with travel. Travel delivered another strong sales performance, with total sales up 10% and like-for-likes up 5%. Now, this matches our strong performance from last year, which, if you remember, was our best for some years, and means, as I said earlier, that we're now into our fourth year in a row of really strong like-for-like sales growth in travel. Profit for the half in travel was up 11% to 39 million. Now, as usual, we worked hard at managing the costs and margins. As Robert mentioned, gross margin was up 80 basis points, driven mainly by category mix shifts. As you know, we've made significant investments in our travel business over the past four years: in-store environment, range development, staff training, sales floor management, and customer service. We believe that this investment is a key driver of our like-for-like sales performance, along with the improvement in passenger numbers. In addition, we continue to invest in new stores, both here in the U.K. and overseas, where we've had a particularly good half as we won 23 new units. I'll come on to the details of that in the international bit shortly, but first, let's look at channel performance. In U.K. air, total sales were up 6%, with like-for-likes also up 6%. Now, this is our strongest sales performance in airports for many years, and it reflects both the impact of our initiatives and the better passenger numbers. Performance continues to vary by location, but we're generally seeing good growth across most airports, whether it's the big international ones or the smaller regional ones. In rail, total sales were up 2%, with like-for-likes up 1%. Now, this comes on top of good growth in rail for last year and is driven by our active category mix shift into food to go and digital ranges. As in air, the performance in rail was good across most of the country. However, there has been some impact on sales due to the industrial action disruption in some parts of the railway network. In our hospital channel, total sales were up 7%, with like-for-likes also up 7%. This reflects our growth initiatives, and we expect to see some more of that going forward. Now, in our international business, total sales were up 43%, with like-for-likes up 9%, driven by a particularly strong performance in Qatar Airport and in Australia as we opened the remainder of our Sydney Airport shops. Of course, as you all know, as sales and passenger numbers grow, our variable costs, particularly rent, grow also. Let's look at the U.K. in a bit more detail. In our U.K. travel business, we continue to invest to drive growth. This investment includes improvements in store environment in some of our key locations, like Gatwick, Manchester, Glasgow, and Heathrow T2. investing in new stores, for example, the new bookstore at Euston Station that you can see on the slide. This store is trading particularly well and it's delivering incremental sales for our entire business across Euston Station. Investing in new formats like the digital shop in Victoria Station, or investing in customer service with more staff, with more staffed tills at peak, with better sales floor management and increased overnight shop floor replenishment. We'll continue to look for investment opportunities that drive profitable growth and improve customer service. So going on to space management. Now, I say this every time I stand up here. Travel space is very expensive, it's complex to manage, and how we use it varies substantially by channel and location. We've got a very detailed understanding of the space and category elasticities for every metre drop in every trading unit and how they're changing over time. This work never stops. In some of our busiest stores, we'll make space changes 3 or 4 times a year to reflect the changes in customer needs, growth opportunities, or seasonal variations. Now you can see from the slide how this space work has driven the sales mix in recent years, away from reading materials and into other new categories. This has also been a key driver of the margin growth over the past 10 years. However, it's worth noting that while we reduced space for books in the early years of e-reading, the recent shift back to physical books has led us to reinvest space back into books and even open some standalone bookstores like this one you saw at Euston. It's also worth pointing out that as our mix has increasingly moved to food, drinks and confectionery, souvenirs and travel accessories, our ability to drive spend per passenger for overseas travellers has improved a lot. This has been particularly so in the last 4 years, and we continue to see more opportunities to improve this position going forward. So finally, for the UK, looking ahead. And whilst there's some uncertainty in the broader economic environment, most airports are forecasting low single-digit growth for this year and next, although the forecasts do vary by location. In addition, we'll continue to invest in new stores across all our channels, and we expect to open around 15 stores in the UK in the current financial year, while at the same time driving sales per passenger in our existing stores through investment in improvements to the customer offer and active space and margin mix management. Now, of course, the UK isn't the only source of growth, so let's move it on to international. And our international business is profitable and growing fast. The WH Smith brand and offer continue to be well received by both customers and landlords. And where we open new stores, our sales per passenger continue to outperform previous incumbents. Total sales for the half internationally were £50 million. This is up 43% versus the previous year, driven by Forex benefits and our new stores in places like Sydney. Like-for-like sales were up 9%. Profit for the half was £4 million, a growth of £1 million on the year before. Now, during the half, we opened 24 new units, including stores in Dusseldorf, Athens, Helsinki and Melbourne. We also won an additional 23 units in the half, including units in India, Tenerife and Malta, as well as a very significant win for us in Singapore. So during the first half, we were engaged in what was a very important tender for us. Changi Airport is a major international hub for Asia and beyond, with flights to around 90 countries and territories worldwide. Every week, about 7,000 flights land or depart from Changi, and with over 58 million passengers going through it each year, it is one of the world's busiest premium airports. And also for 2017, it has been voted as the world's best airport. Now, stores in all three existing terminals, plus the new T4, which will open later this year, were all up for tender. You know, we put our best foot forward in terms of store design, category plans, product ranges, store operations, and customer service, all of which play to the strength of our business and our brand. It was a very competitive tender. It included bids from Hudson Dufry, from Relay Lagardère, ourselves and others. Each terminal was tendered separately, so we were delighted to win all four terminals from the current incumbent, Lagardère. Our shops will start opening from this autumn in the new terminal, and all four terminals will be converted to WH Smith by summer next year. And as I said to you at the prelims, we've had recent success with a number of European tenders. We now have directly run stores open in Alicante, Dusseldorf and Dublin, and franchise stores operating in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark and Greece. You can see a couple of our latest store openings there on the slide. And we've also won tenders in Helsinki and Tenerife, further extending our reach in Europe. The stores in Tenerife will be directly run and they're due to open over the coming months. So finally, on international, looking ahead. And as I've said before, the international travel market is huge and continues to grow. WH Smith is still a small player in this market with a very small market share, but we are profitable and we're growing fast. And while it will require some investment in the near term, there's great potential for us to continue growing well into the long term. Our experience to date is that our brand, customer offer, and ability to drive sales per passenger are attractive to overseas landlords. We'll continue to focus on and build critical mass in our emerging hubs, whilst ensuring we go for all sensible opportunities to further grow our profits internationally. And as I keep saying, it's impossible to predict how many tenders will come onto the market each year, but we expect to win between 20 and 30 new units in an average year well into the long term, and we'll continue to use the three operating models, always selecting the one that gives us the best financial outcome for a particular territory or format. So that's it for travel. Let's move on to the high street. And in our high street business, we delivered another good performance with like-for-like sales down 3% and profit flat at 53 million for the half. But that matches what was a very strong first half for us last year. Our strategy of effectively managing our space and assets continues to produce strong cash generation and sustainable profits. Gross margin was well managed, up 100 basis points in the half. And we continue to drive good results from our cost-saving initiatives. So we continue to deliver by effectively managing our mixed space and assets, tight cost control, and active margin management. And we expect this to continue as the strategy that served us well over the years remains unchanged. So we'll look at that in a bit more detail. I'll begin with the usual margin and cost slides, and then I'll move on to some category and wider initiatives. And as usual, we've worked hard at managing the margin, delivering an improvement of 100 basis points in the half. As in previous years, the biggest contributor to this margin improvement continues to be category mix management, both across categories but also within categories as a result of the active space management. Again, as in previous years, additional margin improvement has come from several other areas. Better trading terms and sourcing, improved markdown management in stationery, more effective promotional management in books, and a reduction in shrinkage across all categories. Now, while the devaluation of sterling will drive some cost pressure in some parts of the business in the longer term, the scale is relatively small, and we still see more opportunities to grow the margin going forward. And as you know, we're fully hedged for this year and for half of next. So going on to costs. And as the shape of our high street business changes, we continue to identify sustainable cost efficiency initiatives whilst also adjusting our variable costs to sales. During the half, we delivered savings of £7 million, which was in line with our plan. Our target of £3 million for the second half remains unchanged, giving us a total of £10 million for this year, in line with plan. As usual, these savings come from initiatives in all parts of the business. For example, rent savings at lease renewal, more efficient stores operating model through the greater use of new technology, contract renegotiations, for example, in IT and marketing, and of course, the variable cost to sales. Now, even with years of savings, The high street course space is still substantial, and we continue to build a healthy pipeline of trials for future initiatives, particularly investing in technology to drive further efficiencies in the store's operating model. And while business rates remains a key talking point in retail, we actually expect to see a small saving for the high street from the latest review due to our broad regional footprint. As usual, we'll update you on the three-year guidance for cost savings in October. So moving on then to category performance and starting with books. And in books, the general retail market remains fairly stable. However, as we've always said, the quality of publishing is the biggest driver of market performance, and over Christmas, spoof humour books were a key driver of sales. However, sales from the adult colour therapy titles fell off significantly versus last year, and that more than offset the good sales from the spoof humour books. Now, with e-books penetration now in decline, the quality of publishing will continue to shape the overall physical books market. Our approach to the books business is to build on our areas of relative strength and drive the overall net profitability of the category. We continue to look at how we can improve efficiency of our stores, of our books operating model, both in our stores and across the distribution and supply chain networks. And we expect to deliver further cost efficiencies in this area in coming years. Finally, in books, we're pleased with the performance of our Suella and Richard and Judy book clubs, which continue to go from strength to strength. In fact, the latest Richard and Judy book club had five titles which reached the fiction top 10. So moving on then to stationery. Stationery is an important area of investment in our high street business and a key driver of our profit growth. We've had a good half in stationery, with many of our initiatives driving good like-for-like sales growth. As you know, we reset our stores at least twice a year to optimise the return on every single metre drop in every single store. Stationery continues to be the main beneficiary from the space changes in the half, with more space in many stores and also better quality of space towards the front of stores. This additional space, combined with strong promotional offers and our increased focus on design, fashion and product quality, has helped us deliver a very strong performance in stationery during the half. These range changes were a key driver of our seasonal performance, with single Christmas cards, wrap, diaries, calendars and decorations all showing good year-on-year sales growth. Now, given the huge variability in the size and shape of our stores, we still see a lot of opportunity to reconfigure our space to deliver mix shifts and the associated benefits to margin and the store's operating model. During the Christmas period, we trialled moving seasonal stationery to the front of about 80 stores whilst moving magazines further back into the store. Now, the trial worked well in about half the stores, but in the other half, it had little or no effect. In the successful stores, we've left the space reset in place, but reverted to original layouts for the remainder. Now, we'll carry out further trial activity in this area over the coming months to determine how we can create more value here. But as I said, given the huge variability in our stores, we see more opportunities to create value going forward. So turning now to another space management initiative in High Street, which is the post office. Now, the post office is an important area of investment in our High Street business. Following our announcement last April for us to operate a further 61 post offices within our High Street stores, we have as of today opened 55 of these in locations like Eastbourne, Orpington and Plymouth, bringing the total number of post offices now open within our High Street estate to 162. Customer feedback has been largely positive, with customers commenting more specifically on the modern layout and environment of the new post offices, as well as the benefits of the extended opening hours. As I mentioned at the prelims, these post offices are not necessarily helpful to sales within the individual stores that they are located, but they do provide a better and more sustainable financial outcome for all of these stores going forward. And just to remind you, the agreement with the post office runs until 2026. And finally on High Street, funkypigeon.com. We've had another really good half here with both sales and profits growing. The performance over Christmas was particularly strong following investment in the website and new equipment in our fulfillment centres. Mobile continues to be the main source of traffic to the site, and our investment in web development reflects this. During the half, we also extended our gifting ranges to include more personalised gifts. Now, as a result of the high growth, we've also had to invest in a new fulfilment centre, having reached capacity in the original site that we opened in just 2011. We expect to fulfil Christmas 2017 from the new site, which will also enable us to expand our gifting ranges further. So that's it for High Street. Let me summarise all of that. And look, we've had a really good half. Our strategy has been and continues to be very effective in creating value for shareholders. Good like-for-like sales growth in travel has come on top of strong growth last year, and our UK business has further opportunities to grow as we continue to invest and actively manage our space. In addition, our international business is profitable and growing fast, and we continue to win new business, including Singapore. Our successful High Street strategy remains unchanged. We continue to deliver on our margin growth and cost savings, with more to go in both these areas, and our agreement with the Post Office will help make our profits sustainable into the longer term. Group profit before tax is up 4%, EPS is up 7%, Group continues to be highly cash generative, and we're also increasing the interim dividend by 9%, which further demonstrates the board's confidence in the future prospects of the business. Now, going forward, we'll continue to invest in each business for the long term whilst focusing on their distinct strategies in order to maximise the contribution from both and best deliver value for shareholders. And finally, some of you may know, you can see from the small gifts we left for you on your chairs, 2017 is a significant year for us as we celebrate our 225th anniversary since the business was founded in 1792. As part of our celebrations, we have committed to raise £2 million for three charities voted for by the WH Smith employees. That's Cancer Research UK, the mental health charity Mind, and the National Literacy Trust. So if any of you feel like making a small contribution to that effort, you can see the URL from my Just Giving page there. I'm doing three picks, as are 10 other teams within WH Smith. Bob's got a team, which we will beat. I'm trying to raise more money than Bob's team, so I would appreciate it if you put your donation my way, please. Thank you very much. We'll take your questions now.